Hello, this is Elodie Reed, digital producer for Vermont Public Radio. This podcast has been edited for brevity and clarity. Yay!
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. In the last 10 days, the Scott administration has held over 100 walk-in clinics all around the state to encourage Vermonters to get vaccinated. And while several thousand people have used these clinics, the state is still just shy of its goal of having 80% of all eligible Vermonters be vaccinated. The governor says that 80% goal is a very important goal for a number of reasons.
There's a difference between 70 and 80%, obviously. The more work we do right now, it's like prevention. The more work we do now, the better off we're going to be in the fall, in the winter. We're, leading the country in this regard. If we can hit the 80%, it will be a goal, a milestone that we can all be proud of.
What will change when Vermont hits that 80% threshold, most likely in the next few days? And has the state basically hit the cap of Vermonters who want to be vaccinated? These are some of the questions we have for our guest today. Joining us is Deputy Health Commissioner Tracy Dolan. Tracy, welcome back to the program. Always great to have you here.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.
And in the second part of the program, we're going to be joined by Lindsay Curley, who is the Secretary of the Agency of Commerce and Community Development. A lot of questions involving businesses coming up and the reopening of businesses. And Secretary Curley will be here to help answer some of those questions. You can always join the conversation here at Vermont Edition by giving us a call at 1-800-639-2211. Maybe you've got some questions about what it means when Vermont hits that 80% vaccination mark. A lot of questions about what people should do who are vaccinated and hanging out with people who are not vaccinated. And what about children? A lot of questions out there. Tracy, we've been watching this 80% mark now for, a week or 10 days, and very slowly, I'm sure you're feeling it as much as anybody. And the administration, it seems like it's gone all out to set up vaccination clinics throughout the state at farmers markets, racetracks, state parks, retail marketplaces. I think Mike Smith said, get 10 people together and we'll be there. And yet, we're not quite there yet. It's going very slowly to go from 78%, let's say, to 80%. Why do you think this is happening?
I think as soon as we set our 80% goal, which was a great goal to set, it feels like we were jinxed a little bit in things slowing down. And I think that's very natural. We're seeing that across the country, the slowdown. But it's a really great goal to set. Like the governor said and Dr. Levine said, the more we get vaccinated, just the more we're able to absorb a surge. But as you noted, it slows down because the people who are eager to get them already got them, the vaccines. And so now it's really people who might be open to getting it, but maybe it's not convenient, or maybe they still have a few questions. And so that's where we can go to them and do these place-based clinics and make it as convenient as possible. And as you know, we are putting up clinics everywhere. And plus, of course, pharmacies, you can walk in or get an appointment as you walk in. So just a lot of opportunities.
I can remember talking to you either a week or two ago about this and trying to get the last few thousand people. And you're feeling that the administration's policy of let's take the vaccine to where the people are was going to be successful. And it was kind of a change in attitude and strategy. And yet, even with that, it seems like it's slowed down a little bit. Do you think that we're kind of reaching the cap here of the number of Vermonters who want to be vaccinated? Or do you think access is still an important factor?
Well, even as recently as a couple of days ago, we had a few people, who were at a clinic, and even once they got to the clinic, were still unsure, and then asked a few questions and felt confident enough to move forward. So, our new vaccinations yesterday we're 754. So it's hundreds a day that we are reaching. When you think about all the reasons someone might not be able to get a vaccine, other than just being concerned about the vaccine, you know, it could be scheduling, could be you just haven't gotten around to it yet, convenience, concerns that maybe I can get dose one, but maybe I'll be away for dose two. We're now at about 2,000 people more to get to us to 80%. We're at 79.6%. So I know we'll get to 80%. And it really is just a matter of continuing to get information to people, too. People still have questions. So we're really encouraging parents, for example, reach out to your pediatrician if you have questions, or look on the Department of Health website at our frequently asked questions. But get the answers you need to feel comfortable, for sure.
And why do you think it's so important that we hit 80%? What is it about that number?
Well, you know, we would have set a lower number had we not had the success that we had early on and realized we could go higher. And when we look at, for example, what happened with the spring surge and then our concerns, when we look across the country, we're coming into our travel and holiday season, and we have some states whose vaccination rates are hovering around 50%. Those people are coming to Vermont. We've got Vermonters going to those states. And so there is an opportunity for the virus to, you know, take hold again here if we don't have good protection. And we know that the vaccine is effective. We can see literally the cases drop. We see very few deaths now, so we know it's effective. So really getting us to that 80% mark gives us a little bit of a buffer that even if we do have the introduction of, you know, more infections or the introduction of the virus coming in through other people as they visit, we have more protection to be able to withstand that. So I think it's especially at this time. And then, of course, before winter. We do know in the winter months, something like this is likely to pick up again. And so the more people we have vaccinated, and while people's attention is on it, that's the key too. If we put our foot off of the accelerator pedal, you know, people's attention just might wane. So someone who might have thought, sure, I'll get it, and then we didn't really push it this time, maybe in 6 months, this won't be on their priority list when we really need it to be. So all kinds of reasons. We recognize it's a stretch goal, but Vermonters have done amazing so far, and we're certain that we'll get to this as well.
Tracy, we were talking about people's access and how much the state is really going all out to have walk-in clinics. And we got this email from Robin, who wrote us, "My son works at a local restaurant, and he received his second dose on May 13th. But many of his coworkers in the same age band as him are not as proactive about getting vaccinated. Now, some of them are worried about missing work. Some of them do not have the bandwidth to schedule one. Some just haven't made it a priority because they honestly have been told that their age group is not a high-risk group. Personally, I believe we will continue to find people who want to be vaccinated, but only by making it truly easy like we are now." Would you agree with Robin?
I would, and I really appreciate her note. It does take a little bit of motivation to go get vaccinated and certainly to make an appointment. And that's why we've really made this shift to promoting walk-in clinics. So walk-in means you can literally walk in without an appointment. Even at the pharmacies, I called a pharmacy the other day to check in, and they said, you do need an appointment, but if you don't have one and you walk in and you have your phone, we'll just help you make the appointment right there. And then we'll take you. So even places like pharmacies, most of them are taking walk-ins. If you walk in and they say, oh, you need an appointment, they will literally make it for you right there and vaccinate you. So the walk-in is really key. And I'm looking here at the list of clinics that we have coming up over the next week. And in addition to all the pharmacies, I mean, we're doing them at universities, community health centers, at the American Legion in Middlebury, the Rutland Holiday Inn Conference Center. You know, the list just goes on and on. UVMMC, of course, Northwest Medical Center, you know, all of the most of the medical centers. Jazz Fest coming up. We've got a clinic running from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the 11th on Church Street. So for folks who are working downtown in Burlington in restaurants, you know, that might be a great one as well. And then, of course, just walk into one of the pharmacies and they will help you through it. They really want to get you vaccinated as well. So there are a lot of opportunities And again, you know, it does take a little effort. Obviously, you have to go there. But, you know, like Secretary Smith said, I think yesterday, if you have a business and you have some, you know, younger workers who haven't gotten vaccinated yet, if you have enough of them, even as many as 10, you can reach out to the state through the health department website, and we will come to you and do a small clinic for 10 people. We have teams that can do that. So lots of different ways to vaccinate you.
Let's go to some of our callers and start with George, who's calling from Burlington. Hey, George, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, it's great to be on the program. Thank you for doing this, Deputy Commissioner Dolan. My question, I got actually two questions. One question, my main question is, when are theaters going to be open? I got my vaccine a while back, so I'm really excited. I love movies. And with the summer heat coming on, it'd be nice to go into a dark, cool room and watch a movie. So I don't know if that's up to the governor or if that's local. And the last question is, Bob, you just really mentioned that we have a certain number of people to get vaccinated before we reach the 80%. Are we planning any special celebration for that person who is the one that gets us over the top? Thank you very much.
That's a great question, George.
Yes.
I love that.
This is the person that put the state over 80%.
Absolutely. They walk through the door and then all the balloons release.
That's right.
It's a party. That we won't be able to know that person specifically because, of course, we usually gather numbers at the end of the day. And at any given time, there are people getting vaccinated all over the state. But that's a fantastic idea. I know we will certainly be making an announcement when we hit 80%, which, again, should be fairly soon. But I think the first question was on movie theaters, and I love movies and I love going to the theater. It's as much as I like watching Netflix or something else at home, going to the theater is one of my favorite things to do. And we will have someone on. We will have actually the secretary of the administration of the Commerce Department on fairly soon, the Agency of Commerce. And so she will be able to speak to more of the business questions, but love the idea about the person who puts us over the top.
Let's turn to Ellie, who's calling from Woodbury. Hi, Ellie. Welcome to the program. Hi.
I'm hoping Claire could maybe clarify a little something for us. Somebody posted something on our Front Porch Forum a couple days ago saying they got tallies off of the Vermont Department of Health, I think. You know, what percentage of people in each town have been vaccinated? And it looked like Calais and Plainfield are really, really high numbers, and Woodbury have a really low numbers, like 21%. And I started to wonder, well, you know, most of us in South Woodbury have an East Calais mailing address, and some of us have Hardwick mail deliveries, and in West Woodbury they have Wolcott maybe. So I wonder when the data is taken, are they taking the mailing address or the town that a person's from?
That's a great question. And so we have been getting that question over the last couple of weeks. And our data team went back and made some adjustments to allow for that. So yes, in places where your actual address isn't the town that you live in, it's probably skewing that data a little bit. So there are some towns that look like they have very low rates, but we know actually that many people in that town has been vaccinated. So if you go back to the map now, we have a map on our website, and it will provide a little more explanation so that if people see numbers that are off, they'll recognize that some of that is the limitation of the data. But overall, we're at 80% in Vermont, and some counties much higher, some counties a little lower. I don't think we have any counties down as low as you mentioned, and so that is a data issue, and we've got a note now to at least explain that.
Tracy, as you look around, some counties, as you mentioned, having higher rates than others, can you see some factors of why that might be true?
Yeah, you know, we aren't certain. Sometimes more rural communities may have differences. Sometimes it's the differences in people's belief systems around this. National data seems to indicate that it does fall down through some political lines as well. And so, you know, our prior federal administration, you know, may have caused some questions about COVID and the usefulness of a vaccine, et cetera. And it appears that that may have influenced some people in their vaccine choices. Again, that's national data, so we don't have that for Vermont. But we're hearing nationally that that's one issue. And then, of course, Vermonters are fairly independent, and there may be some counties where that independent streak, we know that there are some counties that don't use healthcare as much, period. And so there may be some correlations there. But I think beyond that, we haven't been diving into the specifics in Vermont as to why someone's not getting vaccinated. We did have a survey of college students, which showed a very, very high number who wanted to get vaccinated. And of those who didn't, and this appears to be common across the country, of those who say specifically that they don't want to, they cite concerns about safety or it's too new. But we have plenty of people still, even in this last 20% that we'd love to reach, who aren't necessarily vaccine hesitant, but simply, might need a little more time, or simply haven't gotten around to it yet. So we kind of have that combination. Again, can't speak specifics. We do know that some sort of kind of cultural or belief issues may impact people's desire to get vaccinated.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. The state of Vermont is on the brink of reaching its goal of having an 80% vaccination rate. And when that happens, virtually all the state's COVID restrictions will be immediately lifted. And today we're discussing what this step means for individuals and for businesses all across the state of Vermont. With us today, Deputy Health Commissioner Tracy Dolan. And joining us right now is Lindsay Curley, who is the Secretary of the Agency of Commerce and Community Development. Secretary Curley, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me along.
So let's throw you a question that we just got from our first caller today. That was George in Burlington, who wanted to know, when will movie theaters open again? Any thoughts about when that might happen?
Sure. Thanks for the question, George. Movie theaters have been permitted to be open for quite some time. For a while, there was a limited capacity. And at this point, they are there's a minimal, would be a minimal restricted capacity, but I do know many movie theater owners who have chosen to just wait a little bit longer until they could be fully open. So as far as when they will open, it's really going to be up to the individual theater owners, but they are permitted to open at this time.
And Secretary Curley, we know it's been a tough 14 months for many, many businesses in the state. I'm wondering if you could just give us a sense of the scope of this impact. Have most businesses been able to hang on through this difficult period and hope to reemerge this summer?
You know, it is our hope that Vermont businesses have been able to hang on, you know, with the help of the federal and the state stimulus, the grants, PPP loans, economic injury disaster loans. Hopefully, you know, we're all going to come out of this having survived and potentially be stronger as we move forward. It's still a little early to tell. There's certainly some businesses that I, you know, heard just through the grapevine that have closed their doors, but I don't know if it was, you know, stressed prior to COVID, COVID related. It's just really hard to tell at this point. But, I hear from many business owners who took advantage of the different opportunities to get grants. And, they are grateful and saying that they were able to even make some infrastructure investments to make their operations even better than ever. So hopefully that's what we have to look forward to. And I know that, it's taken a lot of grit and a lot of patience by Vermont businesses. And we're incredibly grateful to Vermonters who continue to support them throughout this crisis.
And we know that Vermont's on the verge of hitting the 80% vaccination rate. It's now probably a matter of days when that's going to happen. When it does happen, will we see that Vermont's tourist industry basically be completely opened up with very few, if any, restrictions?
Absolutely. The way we look at this is, you know, we are looking forward here in Vermont and truly feel as though when we hit that 80%, where 80% of all Vermonters have had the opportunity to get at least one dose of the vaccination, that we will be back to pre-pandemic operations. So again, You know, I think people are excited to come to Vermont. I don't know how quickly it will all pick up again, but we really have, you know, in terms of hotels, we've been at 100% capacity for quite some time, but because we had some travel restrictions that made it, you know, that certainly restricted the number of people that might have been coming. But at this point, we don't have those travel restrictions in place, and people can come here freely and, you know, again, hoping people really miss Vermont and are ready to come back.
Secretary Curley, we're also getting a bunch of questions from our listeners about, can businesses require their employees to be vaccinated if the employees want to come back to the office to work? What's the answer to that question?
You know, that I think might be a hotly debated conversation between lawyers that I don't want to necessarily dive into. But what I would say is that employers certainly, you know, I think there's some employers, depending on what sector you're in, that can mandate it. But, you know, I think employers should be checking with their legal counsel on that and getting advice because every business is unique. But, you know, businesses absolutely, I hope, are encouraging their employees to get vaccinated and also providing them with the time they need to get that vaccine. We also have pop-up vaccination sites that we can bring right to an employer's place of business if that will help employers, you know, provide an opportunity for employees to get that vaccination.
So is the answer to this question maybe in terms of a business saying to its employees, hey, folks, if you want to come back into the office, you really do need to be vaccinated. Otherwise, you need to continue to work remotely. No clear answer on that?
I would say not a crystal clear, again, because, you know, there's a variety of different sectors that, you know, have the ability to mandate that. And I'm not certain about all others. But, you know, again, you know, employers they need to provide, you know, for a healthy and safe environment and to the extent that, you know, they, you know, highly encourage their employees. They may be able to mandate it. I would just encourage them to ask their legal counsel. It's just not something I have the expertise to weigh in on. And I have not been able as well to get a clear, definitive answer. It depends on who you ask.
And how about a retail store? We see different cities and towns in Vermont lifting their mask orders. If you work at a retail outlet anywhere in the state of Vermont, can that store say, hey, folks, if you want to come in here and be a customer, you really need to wear a mask? Or does that now become an option?
Well, you know, businesses still like the, you know, no shirt, no shoes, no service can continue to require a mask for entry if they want to. Again, you know, that's up to them. You know, the state of Vermont wouldn't be moving forward and lifting the mandate if we didn't feel confident that the risk of COVID spread, the community spread, was extremely low at this point. But again, businesses have that opportunity to make that decision.
I had one store owner ask me this question. How about if we put up a sign that says, if you've been fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask, but if you haven't, you do. Does that work, or does that start to invade on people's health information?
You know, I think it's fine. I've seen, you know, it depends, you know, words matter, right? So I've seen some store owners that are saying, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. Period. Hard stop, right? Others are saying, if you're not fully vaccinated, be sure you're wearing a mask. So again, I think, you know, just sort of making the statement on one side or the other, and then people will decide whether they, you know, because some people who are fully vaccinated may choose to wear a mask. We don't know, right? So, you know, mm-hmm. I think it's giving people what your expectation is, and then you don't have an obligation to verify it or confirm it. People are, if they come in without a mask and your sign says that, you know, you should be masked if you're not fully vaccinated, then they're essentially attesting to you that they're vaccinated, or, you know, they're willing to take that risk, right? So at the point where we lift the mask mandate, it's really going to be on the individual to do what they need to do for themselves to protect themselves.
Today in the program, we're looking at the state approaching the 80% vaccination rate. With us today, Lindsay Curley, who is the Secretary of the Agency of Commerce and Community Development. Also, Deputy Health Commissioner Tracy Dolan. Perhaps you have some questions. 1-800-639-2211. That's 1-800-639-2211. Let's talk to Josie in Burlington. Hi, Josie. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. I've been following this very carefully, and I have a question that I've really wondered about for a while. The 80% vaccination rate, it's very clear everybody's saying it's people who've had at least one shot. And I know some of the shots only require one, but for the ones that require two, how are they going to follow up and make sure these people get the second one? Because really, you're not safe until you've gotten two. You can get the disease yourself. You can also pass it around. So 80%, that doesn't really mean 80% of Vermonters are safe. How are they going to follow up with the people, especially the people who are so reluctant?
Great question. Deputy Commissioner Tracy Dolan, what's the answer to that?
Sure. In Vermont, we've been really lucky. Almost everyone who shows up for a first shot gets their second shot. We have very few that are lost to follow-up in that way. So that's the really good news. But you're right, full vaccination, the full protection really occurs a couple of weeks after your final shot in a two-shot series. So a couple of weeks after one shot in the Johnson & Johnson case, but for Pfizer or Moderna, it would be a couple of weeks after your second shot. The reason we're going with the 80% for first shot is because we feel like we're at the level now in Vermont where that would make us feel adequately protected. But it doesn't mean that people should only get one shot. They should definitely get their second shot. The first shot is quite effective at 80%, but the second shot is what really hammers it home and puts you up at a 90% plus effectiveness rate for protection against the virus. So definitely get your second shot. But our assumption is when people get their first shot, the vast majority do get their second shot. And we certainly follow up. If somebody doesn't show up for a second shot, we'll send out a couple of reminders. And then eventually, you know, we leave them alone. But it's fairly uncommon. Most people who come for one are coming for two, and they're motivated to do that.
Secretary Curley, a lot of folks are wondering about camps this summer. We got an email from Nancy who wants to know, once the emergency order is lifted, will children have to wear masks at camp and school if school is still in session?
Those are great questions. I get some help from Commissioner Dolan, but let me give it a whirl here. So right now, the K through 12 education guidance is going to stay in place until the end of this school year. For some schools, they're done at this point. Some have a week or two left. And that means that masking continues to be required. And that guidance is on the Agency of Education webpage. For camps, we're super excited to get kids back to normal and out there. They do not need to wear masks while outdoors. For indoors, there may be a requirement for them if they're in an indoor crowded spaces to continue to mask up. But I'm not sure that's set completely at this point. I will say that, you know, like we have done right along, we will make sure that we are sharing and communicating the expectation, right through. But again, I would ask Commissioner Dolan if she has anything different on that on the camp front.
Sure. And I guess our first statement would be we really want kids to go to camp this summer. They have been cooped up for a long time. We want them to have a fun summer. I know a lot of programs weren't able to run last summer. So, if there's any chance to get your kids out and engaged, please do so. In terms of masking outside, we anticipate there will be no masking. Indoors for unvaccinated kids, there may be encouragement to mask when you're inside in a crowded environment, in a camp environment, for example, if there are a lot of children in one space and you're unvaccinated. But by then, we're working on those guidelines now and just looking at CDC guidance as well. And your camp's administrators will know that. So if you sign up for camp, they'll let you know what you need to do. But certainly outside, we anticipate it would just be like regular camp. And then inside for unvaccinated kids, we may be encouraging masking there. Again, 80% coverage rate is amazing. But of course, you know, we still know that there is a small risk, and we want to protect kids as best we can, because hopefully in the fall we will see a safe and effective vaccine available.
Secretary Curley, I wanted to talk to you about a subject that a lot of people have been mentioning to me, and that is, when do you think the border with Canada will reopen, and what does that mean to the Vermont economy?
Well, I wish I had the answer to that question or the crystal ball on that one, but that will be a tremendous help to our economy. I can't put a number on it right now, but what I will say is that we rely on regional commerce and travel and tourism. And, you know, our neighbors to the north are very much part of that economic stream for us. So we can't wait. We know that there are folks that live north of the border that have properties in Vermont. They're excited to come here. A lot of people who have vacationed here in the past. Throughout this, the majority of this pandemic anyway, I think the whole time, you were able to travel across the border for work-related purposes. So from that perspective, you know, people could still do, you know, commerce between the two countries. But I really do believe that we're going to, I think our hospitality industry is going to be extremely excited when that border is open.
Now, I did notice that Canada has different vaccination goals than Vermont. If I remember correctly, where Vermont has set a goal of 80% for a vaccination rate, Canada has set a goal of 70%. Maybe we should check in with Deputy Commissioner Dolan. Do I have that straight? Commissioner Dolan, do you think that's right?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that their goal is 70%. I was looking here at their data. Right now, they're showing of those who are of their total population, 50. They're at 57% right now who have received at least one dose. So they're moving up.
Yeah. So does it make any difference that they feel like they can open the border when they hit 70, and Vermont is saying, "Well, we'd like to hit 80"? Is that just two government entities setting different rates, and you feel fine about that?
Yeah, you know, and I do think there's a difference between a national rate and a rate here in the state of Vermont. You know, different provinces in Canada, depending on their vaccination, may also have, you know, different goals for themselves. And you know, here in the United States, it might not be reasonable to set a rate of 80% as a goal, but in Vermont, it's doable. I mean, we have found it's feasible. Vermonters have been incredibly cooperative and participating, you know, throughout. So it's a goal we're able to reach. I'm sure Canada would set higher goals if they were able to reach them in a reasonable amount of time. But I think it makes sense. You know, certainly it's still within the CDC general guidelines. CDC often talks about herd immunity for this vaccine anywhere between 70 and 80%. So it's certainly still within that range.
And Tracy, just to make things more complicated, we see different governments using different yardsticks to describe vaccination rates. For instance, there's one rate that says all, total population. And if I remember correctly, if Vermont used that number, we would be at about 70 or 71%. And that counts everybody, people between 0 and 12. Then there's the rate which is all eligible people, which counts people over 12. And Vermont, that's where we're seeking the 80%. And the last time I checked, we were at 79 and change. And then I think the CDC uses over 18, in which case the governor said yesterday we would be at 82 or 83%. Is it a little confusing to have all these different yardsticks?
Yes, it is a little confusing, actually. And there are times when it's really helpful to be able to have different kinds of numbers to go with. But there are times, especially when we want to communicate a clear and simple message, where it can get a little complicated. And then I go to the Health Canada website here, and, you know, their yardstick is 18 and older. And at 18 and older, you know, they're at 68%. And so, yeah, everyone's using it slightly differently. But here in Vermont, the number that we're talking about is of the eligible population. And we think that makes sense because, of course, that's all we can measure right now. You know, that's what makes sense to measure. That's what's within our ability to impact. I guess that's how I should put that. And so that's why we're looking at that. I think the other piece to think about when we're looking at 12 and older and saying we'd like 80%, really remembering, and a lot of parents have been concerned, you know, do you not think the kids are at risk? You know, why aren't you considering that? And we are, but we also recognize that while children, of course, can get COVID, and we have concerns there and want to continue to protect them, generally we have found that they are not as likely to spread COVID-19, to transmit it, and they're not as likely to become seriously ill. And so that's another part of the reasoning in setting an 80% goal for those 12 and above.
Let's go back to our callers and talk to Dave, who's calling from Rockingham. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. How are you? I'm a veteran, and I go to the White River Junction facility down there, and I'm amazed at how the VA has really jumped on this, and we have what they call a blue house down there, complete with they refurbished in this particular building, and the vets have gone in five at a time, and it's well set up and well regulated to get the vaccine. So I was just wondering if that was included in the statistics in the state of Vermont, because after all, that is a federal facility, and I'm just wondering if they does point A talk to point B? You know, does the state talk to the feds on how many veterans have gotten inoculated in the vaccine?
Dave, that's a great question. Tracy Dolan, do you know how they're counted?
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out, Dave. We have had some issues going back and forth, not just us, but all states, in trying to make sure we're accurately counting veterans because, as Dave said, you know, they are counted and often taken care of through the federal program, but they also are residents of the state, so in this case, Vermonters. And so to the best of our ability, our number captures anyone living in Vermont, and so that would include the veterans. But we are constantly kind of going back and forth and making sure we've got the correct numbers there, and I know a few other states have been trying as accurately as they can. I feel like we've had pretty good success with that, communicating a lot with the VA. And so to the best of our ability, it's accurate. But there may be some numbers off, again, because the reporting times are a little bit different and the reporting lines are a little bit different.
Secretary Curley, as you look at the Vermont economy about to reopen and many businesses being able to return to some kind of normalcy this summer, what are some of the biggest challenges that they face?
Oh boy, that's a good question. I mean, I hope so many are so relieved to see that, you know, we've had this roadmap to opening with, you know, a safe easing of restrictions that's enabled them to open their operations and get rolling so that when we are at this goal that they can, you know, have, you know, the restriction lifted and be ready to go. But, you know, I do think that some, you know, employers are still, you know, as much as they didn't love being, you know, at a percentage, you know, a reduced occupancy, I think that there is some anxiety still, right, about keeping their customers and their employees safe. But, you know, they have done this for a year and a half. They know the tools. Certainly, as we've said before, you know, we highly encourage Vermonters to be vaccinated. That is a great way for all of us to stay safe and to continue letting our economy get back to where it was, and again, hopefully better. But, I mean, I don't know. I really think everyone's challenges are going to be a little different. You know, different businesses that were, you know, when I say lower risk, maybe like a lower no-contact type business, they don't necessarily have as big of an adjustment as some of the businesses where there was close contact, you know, duration, long-duration contact. And, you know, I think that businesses hopefully have learned some tools along the way that will help them, as I mentioned, keep their employees and their customers safe, but also some ideas of things that they tried during the pandemic that actually worked really well for them. Some, you know, when I look at my own agency, remote work, we found our team to be very productive in many ways, and we saved, you know, money on travel and whatnot. And so, you know, we're looking at that ourselves and trying to figure out what are the things that worked really well that we can stick with going forward.
And do you think, Secretary Curley, that when we reach this 80% number and these restrictions are lifted, does that mean bars and restaurants and those kinds of establishments won't have any kind of capacity limits on them?
They will not, correct.
I'm sure they're looking forward to that. And one thing I've certainly noticed in the Montpelier area is how many restaurants have made adjustments to have outdoor dining. And I've got to believe that that is going to stay with them going into the future. Let's talk to Michelle, who is calling from Orange. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good afternoon. I just have a question for Tracy and then a question for Liz. I was wondering, I'm a Vermont home health nurse, and so we've been hands-on with the COVID since it started. We encourage everyone to get vaccinated, as far as I know, and I'm really looking for that 2,000 number to get back to some kind of normal. And I'm just wondering, with our young population, are we counting the kids that have been away at college, who've gone through all the vaccines, all the vaccinations, and are home now? And are those numbers being captured? That was one of the questions.
Okay,
so Tracy,
what do you think?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Happy to get that. So when someone gets vaccinated, they are entered into a vaccine administration system, and their home state is noted. And so for the most part, we're hopeful that if a student was vaccinated outside of Vermont but was able to note that Vermont is their home state, then we should be able to capture it. But if they're noting that their resident or home state is the state that they're getting vaccinated in, we may not be capturing it. So that could be, you know, we were kicking around ideas the other day about why some of our numbers on some of the younger people might be a little low. And we were wondering if that might be one contributing factor, that we may not be capturing the numbers of young people who got vaccinated out of state. Again, you know, they would have to note themselves with the vaccinator that they're from Vermont in order to be entered in that way. The other way they can do it is reach out to their physician here when they return, or even call the Department of Health so that we can figure out a way to capture that information. But that's a great question. Thank you. And I'm glad that
Perfect.
You're looking forward to hitting our goal. We are too.
Oh. Yes, and then my other question for Secretary Curley, my understanding is, like, Disneyland has offered 4 hours of pay if you can prove that you've been vaccinated, and I'm wondering if any of our local businesses have thought about giving incentives like that, maybe worth the $50 or $60 to get your employees back in the door, have a safe environment, and get your revenues back up with the staffing.
Absolutely, Tracy. That's a great point. We do have some Vermont employers that have offered incentives or made attempts to make it really easy for their... Am I on mute? Can you hear me?
Oh,
okay?
I think we can... we've got you back.
Okay, sorry about that. Just to go back, because I'm not sure where I lost you there, but there are Vermont employers that are offering those incentives, some incentives for their employees, and making it very convenient for the employees to get vaccinated, hosting vaccination sites right at their place of employment. So Disneyland, that's a super, super cool one. I'm not sure I could list off what's happening in Vermont. I do know they're happening. I don't know how often, but, you know, we do hear about them now and then. And we, again, encourage employers to get creative, to get more people to choose to be vaccinated.
Well, state officials are certainly hoping that Vermont will hit that 80% vaccine threshold by the end of this week. And when this happens, virtually all COVID restrictions will be lifted in Vermont. Deputy Health Commissioner Tracy Dolan, as always, many, many thanks for taking the time to be with us today. And Lindsay Curley, Secretary of the Agency of Commerce and Community Development, many thanks for being part of our program as well. We really appreciate it.
Great to be with you all.